Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Hey, brother, there's an endless road to rediscover. Hey, sister, know the water's sweet, but blood is thicker.
Tim Avicii, lovely to meet you. Thank you so much for having a chat, especially right after your gig, which was incredible. So how was that for you?
That was amazing. I mean, I've been here before, but I've never gotten this response. You know, to me, like, it might sound like things, but like, to me, it means a lot. Like, all the like small things I did tonight was because of the crowd, because they were so, felt like a big family. Everyone was with me, you know.
So when you are, I guess, relentlessly touring as well, because there's so many gigs, obviously, in your schedule and stuff, how do you break away and totally, like, focus on the music itself? Because, you know, there is that world of being a DJ and gigging, you know, every night non-stop, all that sort of stuff, but you lose yourself, I guess, in that sense. That, do you find it easy to kind of throw yourself back into the creation, throw yourself back into the studio?
For me, I look at it like work or not work. Making music is not work. So creating music, that's a hobby. Work is touring, work is finishing tracks, work is, you know, politics.
Surely though, when you're at your level and you are Avicii, you run the politics. You are the prime minister, you're the president, no?
I wish people f***ing knew the politics. Honestly, I really do.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah. Get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, 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 I get a good feeling, yeah.
You're focusing on the music, and of course we've got new music coming out this year. Stories is obviously in September, and we all can't wait for it. And you've been working hard. I mean, someone said 70 tracks or something you worked on for it, or?
The least the album would be is 18 tracks. The most it would be is 24.
How do you find it quite easy to cut those away? Because obviously there was some massive, there's so many collaborations that people were. Is that the politics?
No, if it was easy for me to cut things away, I would have cut them away a long time ago. But for me, I just want to make a record that people in 20 years hopefully will be able to listen to and enjoy, you know? That's my main goal.
And do you feel like you still keep having to prove yourself on these levels? Like, I mean, obviously the first album did incredibly well. It's meant that you can tour as well as you have been for the last few years. But do you feel like when you're releasing new music, you always have something to prove?
Yes and no. I mean, obviously, of course, I feel the pressure. Everyone feels the pressure of you know, your fans and like how much Avicii can I go on this track, or how much this can I do on this. You know, like, of course, it sends that. Yeah, but in general, I don't really worry about it too much.
What we kind of see with this album is that you are reinventing yourselves in many different ways. There's so many different sounds.
It all kind of came organically. It was from the first album, was the first time I like sat down with people and wrote songs. And then this album is the first time I've sat down, I've written lyrics, I've been there from, you know, it's my songs, you know, that like, I feel like they're my songs for the first time, because they're like your babies, you know. It's been a very new process to me. I've never been in this position before, but I enjoy it, and I know that the album is going to be incredible.
As well as that, obviously working with other artists, is that something you want to keep doing? Because the whole Madonna thing where you worked on the album and then you weren't happy, was it, with how it went or how it sounded in the end? Or
the Madonna, honestly, the Madonna thing went great. It was just different versions that came out at the end. I was a little bit disappointed, yeah. But then at the same time, I know that I've done all the work, I've written all the songs, so I just have to let this go and you know, move on to the next project. And then I know for the future that, you know, I want to, I'll just do things for myself.